Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. Virgil speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Jessica Decker, and there is a charge on my car that I didn't make to your company for $19 and something.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
73160.
One moment, please. What's your name, ma'am? You said Jess.
Jessica Decker.
Jessica, Jessica. And what's her last name?
Decker, Decker.
One moment. And that zip code was 76160.
73160.
73160.
Wait, it's 73106. Yeah, 73106, sorry.
Okay, under the zip code 73106, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'm looking for Jessica Decker, Decker.
Yes.
Okay, let me try by name. It's not coming up under the zip code area that you purchased. Hold on. Okay, there you are, Miss Decker. Would you verify your address for me, please?
My address is 1519 Northwest 11th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73106.
Do your email for me.
The email is 35tv@gmail.com.
Okay, this is not you. This is 501 Southeast 32nd Street.
Yeah, that's an old address.
Okay, what about
Yeah, that's
jessica.jd69?
my email. Yeah, that's my email.
So that is you?
Yes.
Okay, let me get you to, I'm
Okay, my
sorry.
husband thought, I thought my husband had put his email in. I guess it's email. Okay, I guess it's
Okay, so
email.
what happened with this is, let's see, it was declined though. Okay, so, but you said a charge was there?
Yes. It took $20 off of my card. So 1995, I think it was.
What's your phone number, Jessica?
My phone number is 405 408 0162.
Okay, that's correct. That's what I have. Hold on here. I gotta find the correct transaction because the only thing came up was back in August 27th. But let's see here.
Would it be easier if I gave you the last four of the credit card number?
Yeah, that could be very helpful. What's that, ma'am?
Okay, last four is 0168, I think. Let me get my card. I went to work today and I left my card here at the house, and my husband's not here and he might have took it with him, but hopefully not.
Well, okay, let's see if we can find
But
it.
it's 0168 is the last four.
Okay. under that phone number came up with Porterfield, Timothy Porterfield.
The what, ma'am?
I just saw under the phone number when I entered, even though it's your phone number you called in on, and this could have been addressed to someone else before you had this number, but it came Timothy Porterfield.
Yes, then.
You recognize that?
Yes, that's my husband.
And you're Decker, and he's Porterfield?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't changed my last name. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the most recent then on Timothy Porterfield.
Yes.
What's your email address would be with that Timothy Porterfield?
It's the 35teagley@gmail.com.
That's correct. Okay, so hold on. So that's the most recent charge I'm looking for, recent account. So in this one here, hold on. Waiting on the accounts to load up.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Waiting on the system to load up your transaction. Okay, here we go. So you say you got charged $19?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I see where the $7 took place for the shipping and handling for a chance. Hold on. I got two things here. Hold on.
Can you tell me what the shipping and handling was for?
Okay, it's two different. See, what I don't see the $19 yet. All I see on this particular one is $7.95 for the shipping and handling when he paid for a chance to win the generator. But it was a chance to win through a sweepstakes. If you had won, this was just done on the 19th, so that's today. That's just recently. He just did that, correct?
Yes, it was.
The $19 that you're talking about is from what, though? It's from...
It should have been today.
Okay, I see that as well, but I don't... No, I take that back. I don't see that. I see two different transactions here. One transaction for the $7.95. I don't see $19.
Okay. Well, what's the deal? It said that
ma'am?
If he paid the $19, he was supposed to get the generator, I guess.
No, it's a chance. It's a sweepstakes. It's a chance to win the generator.
Okay. No, that's not what it said on the online deal. It said that they gave us a coupon for $300 and something. And the day was the $19.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. It was a chance to win the generator. And if you would have won, because you just did it on the 19th. If you win, they'll email you that you won. If that's what you want to stay with, ma'am.
It doesn't say it's a chance at the beginning, though. It says here's a chance. On for $300 and something, if we pay the $19 and something, that we'll get the generator. And then when he put my credit card information and paid the $19 something, that's when it told us to win the generator.
Like I said, I don't see $19 on anything, ma'am. All I see is that $7.95 is the shipping and handling for a chance to win the generator.
For a generator.
And I'm hearing every word you're saying because your phone's fading out. So I'm sorry. Like I said, all I see is $7.95 for the generator. for a chance to win the generator. It's an exclusive offer. And what it does say, I can tell you exactly what it say on the generator part. Hold on. Where is it? For the sweepstake. Hold on. Let me find it. Okay. For the products. Okay, you'll receive an entry for a sweepstakes for the $7.95. Okay, let me go back here. Yeah, it's saying drawing for the sweepstakes. If you won, you're here in 2 days. If you don't hear, they'll email you in a couple of days. If you don't let them know that you want to cancel this membership, they will receive an entry for the sweepstake joint, and they will be charged for the discount shopping store, and you will receive the $125 voucher monthly for the discount store. So basically, the $7.95 give you a chance to enter into the give you a contest entrance for the generator. If you don't win, hopefully, if you don't cancel, then they're gonna automatically enroll you into the discount store, and the discount store is a monthly charge. But they also will give you a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. So as of now, you have an entry. If you don't cancel within your trial period, typically it's 4 days, then it's going to bill you for the discount store, which is typically like $67.32. Once they do that, you'll receive the voucher for $125 to shop with, okay? If not, as the same day, we can fully refund that shipping and handle it and call it a day, ma'am, and that's it for you.
Yeah, let's do that because apparently he didn't read what he was doing. He just seen that he was getting the discount for the $100-something for the generator or whatever. He didn't completely read it probably. I don't know what he was thinking.
Now, if you don't cancel it, then they give you a chance.
Can we cancel that,
yes,
please?
Ma'am, we can. But if you don't cancel, you got a chance to win. You got a chance for 2 days for a chance to win that generator, and you have like 4 days to call back and cancel as the same as if you were to cancel now. If we cancel now, your chance goes away. If you don't cancel for 2 days, then you still got a chance to win the generator. Okay, ma'am? Hello?